Toronto's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
One thing that a lot of people are surprised about me is that I'm a guy that can dance. Right? Stereotypically, it's a woman that's the better dancer. And we live in a world with a lot of those gender roles, gender stereotypes. And that brought me to this story about Hannah Baron. Madison, do you know who Hannah Baron is?
The name sounds familiar.
Okay, I didn't know who this woman was until Jelly Roll had tweeted about her earlier today, and I looked it up. So Hannah Baron, she has like 1.5 million followers on Instagram, and she is somebody that is like an outdoors girl, and she builds houses, and she went fishing and caught this like catfish with her bare hands and hunts, and like she is a country girl, right? And so she was being attacked by this political analyst of some kind, and they're basically saying this is not a feminine woman, she shouldn't be doing this, even her accent is bad. And she responded, Hannah Baron responded with this:
"Good morning, y'all. I don't have a Twitter, but apparently I'm trending on Twitter right now because some girl said that my accent should be illegal, women shouldn't do manual labor, American women are basically men, and she just said that I was not feminine. There's a lot of blue collar women out there who are also feminine, and so I just think that you should embrace your own individuality."
I posted the video on my Instagram, Scotty K on air, Scotty with a Y, the letter K, on air, and she crushes this message about just being yourself. But it went super viral because apparently this woman, Hannah Baron, is very, very, if you like, you live in the South, you know who she is, right? Like, she's like an icon in the South.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people were having her back online, even Jelly Roll, like I said, did, and forget about these gender stereotypes or gender bias things. Let the girl kill a fish with her hands if she wants to, you know?
Absolutely.
So I think it's really important to have these conversations too, and we can even have a little fun with it to break some of those molds of the gender stereotypes or the gender roles.
Everyone should be able to be the type of person they want to be.
So I'm going to open the phone right now, and I want to know if there's something that people might be surprised that you're good at because it is stereotypically done by a different gender, all right? 312-946-4995. Maybe you're a guy that is great at knitting. You're like, that's for old ladies, but it doesn't matter, right? Adam in Harvard, what is that thing that people wouldn't think you're good at because it's usually associated with a different gender?
Well, my little guy made me call in. He's 10,
okay.
And he loves everything to do with knitting and yarn.
Awesome.
So he was like, oh my God, that's me. I'm that person. So that's why we're calling in.
Wow, you, Dad, are doing something really right that not only is he okay with liking it, but also is like, hey, let's tell everybody. Confidence or the social or emotional intelligence, whatever it is, it's really special.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, wow, man. That just made me super jealous that I am probably more insecure than your 10-year-old.
Isn't it crazy?
Good job, Dad. You can see the video on my Instagram right now. Scotty K on air. Scotty with a Y, the letter K on air.